Namaste, Namaha. Good morning. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So this is the third take that I'm actually recording this video. There's so much going on at the moment with the energies, the planets shifting around. We're still in Mercury retrograde, and maybe you have noticed communication is not easy. Travel plans have to change. Technology does not work the way how you want it to work. Patience. That normally shows sometimes we have to step back. Now I'm talking to you today about why it is important to step back sometimes. Last week, to just continue from what we have spoken in the last weeks, we have gathered information about emotions, feelings, the difference between both, why it is so important to understand that we're conditioned and programmed between 0 and 7 years old, and how we become conscious about our conditioning and how we can change. How we can literally change within to find change in our external lives. Not repeat the same cycles again, not repeat the same mistakes again, and have eventually learned our lessons to feel the blessings in our lives. Stepping back. When you are aware, or when we are aware, that there is a challenge happening in our life, either if it's at work, for example, you have a charter client coming in and you know exactly you will be working on a yacht for 6 to 17 hours per day. Or for instance, you have a huge event happening and you know exactly it's just going to be so much stress and you have to run around left, right, center. What do we normally do? What do we normally do? We say to ourselves, oh, I have no time now to sit down on meditation. Oh, I don't have time to do this and this and this for myself. And that's exactly when you have to step back and you find time to take care of yourself. The more stressful our lives get, the more it is important to take the 5 minutes time to reflect, to contemplate, to meditate. Take the half an hour time for yourself per day to go running, to do something for your vessel, and to sit down and eat properly. Why am I saying this? Because we have the tendency to spare time, which is precious for ourselves, to give this time and energy and effort to something else, to a different project, to someone else. And that's exactly not self-care. Self-care is that you know exactly when to step back, to rejuvenate, to regenerate yourselves, and also to be more productive, more motivated, and come from a place of conscious decision-making process rather than making decisions that are based on scarcity and based on, let's say, stress, but also decisions that can actually have repercussions for you in the future. This is really important because your mind, your heart space, and your body, everything is aligned and works together. If we do not take care of our vessels in stressful times, our body can break down. It does not stay resilient. Hence, it is important to walk, do resilient training, strength training, anything that helps you to feel strong within your body. And this is, for instance, now yoga practice a lot our core, all the muscles around our core, our spine. When it comes to your heart space, it's really important to be in tune with your emotions, understand when you do decisions from emotional disarray. When you feel emotionally tumultuous inside, that's not where you make decisions. Not a wise thing to then take decisions. It's really important to step back, become in neutral state, use a different emotion like gratitude, which is really strong, that you feel your vibration is lifting up and you can stay focused and clear, knowing then to take a decision. Our mind, when we start racing and we start overthinking about situations, instead of stepping back, gaining perspective, observing from the outside, and then knowing what decision to make. This is all working together, and that's why we are aligned within. You hear a lot in a spiritual practice or in a yoga practice, as within, as without. So what we have inside mirrors our external life. I've spoken about the fact that circles will repeat each other. Lessons will come back in our lives, and we will find ourselves in the same crossroads. Question is, will we make the same decision, or will we actually change? This is so important. How we are inside, if we feel worried, if we feel scared, normally life will give us a lesson that will challenge exactly that. And what you were anticipating, you were fearful of happening, will happen. What if you can change and shift your inner being with meditation, for instance? Change your thoughts and your emotions and vibrate something else that happens to you. And suddenly you see in your external circumstances, oh, wow, I was lucky. This worked out. You were not lucky. You manifested it. Within, without, mirror effect. Now, when you know that it's very stressful, what is going to happen to you in the future, how can you work with it, go with the flow with it, rather than work against it? By taking care of yourself, being able to take time for yourself, step back, listen within, become silent. And your guides will tell you what is the best decision to make. Trust yourself and come out of the state of insecurity and fear. The worst time for us to make decisions and to deal with stress if we come from fear. And fear is the opposite of love. This week, observe yourself and maybe change and say no to your mates if they want to go for a drink and you know exactly you're overtired, you're fatigued, you're not feeling well in your body, but you maybe say no and say like to yourself, okay, listen, I'm just going to do my yoga practice or meditation, or I'm just going to take a walk, nourish myself with some good food and go to sleep and rest. This is our decision. This is the time when we have to show up for oneself and be disciplined with oneself. This is self-care. I will launch my new self-care course very, very soon on my website, www.geraldinehardy.com, as my name. And it will be an introductory self-care course that will introduce you to your nervous system, your immune system, what tools exist for you to nourish it, to create your own self-care program. Namaste, namaha.